Receive the Holy Spirit. Chapter 22. The Mystery of God. It is written that in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished. The mystery of God is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The finishing of the mystery of God, then, is the finishing of the work of Christ in you. The finishing of the work of Christ in you is the bringing of you to perfection in Christ Jesus. And the bringing of you to perfection in Christ Jesus is by the power of the Holy Spirit, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. For the Holy Spirit is given, imparting his precious gifts, expressly for the equipping of the saints, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is promised for the days, prophetic days years, of the voice of the seventh, trumpet, angel, when he shall begin to sound. The seventh angel began to sound in 1844, has been sounding ever since, and still continues to sound, and will yet continue to sound for a long time, even until all woe shall have passed from the earth. But it is not at the end of his sounding, it is not late in the years of his sounding, no, it is in the years when he shall begin to sound, that the mystery of God, the work of Christ in you, shall be finished. And as he has now been sounding 54 years, 171 years in 2015, with the mystery of God, the work of Christ in you, not yet finished, this shows that this work has been delayed. But on the Lord's part there is never any delay, now is always the time with him. This delay is altogether on the part of his people. The Lord's people have hesitated, and delayed to surrender themselves fully to be worked by the Holy Spirit into the complete image of the Lord Jesus. Many have delayed to have him even begin the mystery of God, the work of Christ in them, much less finish it. This will never do. This must not be so anymore. Now is the time. These are the days. The seventh angel is sounding. The nations are angry. The wrath of God is about to fall. It is the time of the dead and the living, when they shall be judged, and when he shall give reward to the saints, and to the prophets, and to them that fear his name, both small and great. It is the time when the kingdoms of this world are to become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and when he shall destroy them that corrupt the earth. Oh, it is the time when the mystery of God should be, yes, and will be, finished. And the finishing of this mystery is the perfecting of the believers, even to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The mystery of godliness is God was manifested in the flesh. And the finishing of this mystery signifies not only the finishing of the work of God in the believer, so that the believer reflects only Christ, all of God and none of self, but it signifies also that this manifestation of God in the flesh will be finished, and that he will be manifest only in the Spirit, and this signifies the changing of the believers from flesh to spirit, and this signifies translation. Thank the Lord! And now is the time. We are in the days when the mystery of God will be finished, which means that we are in the days when God will prepare his people for translation, by bringing us to perfection according to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Bless the Lord! What a precious promise, what a blessed prospect, that is, that you and I shall be perfect. Perfect according to God's own standard, perfect as Christ was perfect. Yes, and perfect as he is perfect, for we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him, not as he was but as he is. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Bless his name. It is he alone who must make anyone perfect. And he will make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Who can hesitate and delay any longer to yield up all to God, that he may make you perfect? Do not think for a moment that it will take him a long time, as it is taking you, and in vain. He does this work by creation, not by evolution. He does it, you cannot do it. He does it by his word, not you do it by your vain efforts. Read this. While so many of our people have been hovering about the mystery of faith and godliness, they could have solved the matter by proclaiming, I know that Christ is my portion forever. His mercy, his gentleness, has made me great. Why not, then, solve this mystery of faith and godliness just now, when it is so easily and quickly solved? Why not let God finish his mystery in you, according to his own purpose in Christ Jesus? Why not, just now, receive his Holy Spirit in all his fullness and gracious working, that he may perfect you to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ? Why not? Ask, and it will be given to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, by whose working alone the mystery of God can be finished in you, and by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. An extra sidelight on Colossians 1 verse 26 and 27. Ellen White makes many statements regarding the mystery of God, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. In keeping with the theme of this article, three powerful comments are placed below for the reader's further study. Daniel Peters. The incarnation of Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory, is the great theme of the gospel. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. A knowledge of this mystery furnishes a key to every other. It opens to the soul the treasures of the universe, the possibilities of infinite development. A large number who claim to believe the present truth know not what constitutes the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Christ in you, the hope of glory. They think they are defending the old landmarks, but they are lukewarm and indifferent.